USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's official. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem is now open on a day that President Trump is calling a great day for Israel, as it also celebrates its 70th anniversary. But nearby, the death toll is rising. In the Palestinian territories, protesters are clashing with Israeli security. About 40 Palestinians are reportedly dead. Over 1,500 are wounded. Palestinians see the embassy move as a sign the U.S. is backing Israeli rule over the entire city. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin in Jerusalem for the ceremonies tells Fox News.
President Trump absolutely wants peace in the Middle East, and that's also his objective. So the issue here is, with every other country in the world, we recognize having the embassy in their capital, and this is the capital.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.